This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, January 26th. God's word to you today is overflow. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 9, verse 15, and it says, "For God said to Moses, I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose." Please read Matthew 20, verses 30 to 33. These blind beggars did not have a functional life. Jesus probably played their entire life right there and then. They had no money, no work, no social life, and no woman wanted to marry them. Imagine a girl telling her father about the blind man on the street corner she wants to marry. If he is a Nigerian father, he probably will give her a reset slap from left to right and right to left. These men had no functional life. Jesus knew that. Matthew 20, verse 34 said, "Jesus felt sorry for them and touched their eyes. Instantly they could see." I'm challenging you, everyone listening to this devotional today, to step out. Reach out to the people around us and pray for their healing. You have been a beneficiary of God's healing power, directly or indirectly. You have been a beneficiary of God's compassion, directly or indirectly. Now it is your turn. However, you cannot have compassion if you do not get into people's stories. Sometimes we are too superficial. We do not want to step outside our comfort zone, and getting into people's stories will take us outside our comfort zone. We do not want to be vulnerable, so we sit on a high horse. But God wants you and me to be his hands and his feet. And sometimes that means getting messy. As you take on this challenge and step out as God's hands and his feet, you'll be shocked at how God's healing power will flow through you. Galatians 5 verse 6 says, "What is important is faith expressing its love." The King James Version puts it this way, "But faith which worketh by love." The Amplified Bible Classic Edition puts it this way, "But only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love." Faith works by love. If there is no love, faith cannot work. That is so powerful. Please read Luke 7 verse 12 to 14. The Bible says, and do not miss this, "Jesus' heart overflowed with compassion. Back in the day, and even today, women need the covering that the man provides. Yes, today's woman seems to be stronger, but back then, it was very different. When a woman loses her husband, she loses her protection. She loses her physical covering, her provision, her tender loving care, everything. But if she has a son, he can rise and take care of his mother, and so all is not completely lost." Jesus knew the situation. This widow was left defenseless. Out of compassion, he told heaven to send the boy back to his mother, and heaven released the boy. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Majesty, Majesty, your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands. Majesty, Majesty, forever I am changed by your love, in the presence of your majesty. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.